In the months following former US President Donald Trump's election loss, the Republican Party has been split over what to do with his legacy. Overnight, they made a significant and very telling move in support of Donald Trump, voting to remove one of his dissenters from her leadership role in the Republican Party. The woman is Liz Cheney. Isabel Rowe is here to tell us more about what's gone on.
Hi, Fran. Yes, if the name Cheney sounds familiar, then yes, you're right. Liz Cheney is the daughter of former US Vice President Dick Cheney. She's a Republican and representative for Wyoming's congressional district and is both socially and economically conservative. She's been in this seat since 2017, but worked in the Bush administration, and she's currently, or was until last night, the chair of the House Republican Conference, a senior figure in the party, sort of like the leader of the House or the manager of opposition business roles that we have in federal parliament. But her career took a turn when, after the Capitol riots following Donald Trump's election loss, she turned her back on the president.
This is from Liz Cheney, the number three ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. She just released a statement saying that she will vote to impeach President Trump.
Liz Cheney was one of 10 Republicans who ended up voting to impeach the president following those riots, believing that he incited his supporters to storm the Capitol. A month later, there was another vote to unseat her as the party chair in the House. And during a tumultuous hours-long meeting, her fellow Republicans voted 145-61 to keep her as chair. And like all good leadership spills, it followed with a brief media conference and a reassurance by Liz Cheney and the party's leader in the lower house, Kevin McCarthy, that it was all over and everything was fine.
We're not going to be divided, and that we're not going to be in a situation where people can pick off any member of leadership.
Look, it's just an example. This Republican Party is a very big tent. Everyone's invited in. And you look at the last election, we continue to grow, and in 2 years we'll be the majority. Thank you all very much.
Liz Cheney, however, stood by her beliefs. She wanted to represent the Republican voters who didn't like what Donald Trump had done to confidence in democracy. There were some tweets. One of them said, "The 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie, turning their back on the rule of law and poisoning our democratic system." Donald Trump was well out of office by now, of course, but still trying to convince people that the Democrats rigged the election against him. And in February, he addressed the Conservative Political Action Conference and called out those dissenters in his party who'd voted to impeach him.
Peter Meyer, John Katko, David Valadao, and of course the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that?
Senior Republicans are still split over what to do about Donald Trump, whether to keep the former president happy and on side, or whether to shirk him and return to their more traditional roots. Republican Senator from Utah, Mitt Romney, tweeted that expelling Liz Cheney from leadership won't gain the GOP one additional voter, but it will cost us quite a few. And one of the reporters at NPR, National Public Radio in the US, puts it like this in a recent post. He says, "This is not about needing Trump as sort of the engine to drive the Republican Party. It's out of a fear that Trump, if spited, could essentially take a wrecking ball to the party." And after that initial vote in February, where Liz Cheney kept her job and Kevin McCarthy stood beside her saying it was a big tent and everyone's allowed in, suddenly the tent is a little less inclusive. Overnight, there was a second vote, as predicted, and after just 16 minutes, Republicans voted to boot Liz Cheney from that leadership role. And for some US political analysts, it's one of the most telling things to happen in US politics in the last few months. It means to them that the Republican Party is forming around the idea of keeping Donald Trump on side, of leaning towards the conspiracy theories that the election was fraudulent, rather than leaving all of that in the past. As she exited the vote, Liz Cheney showed again that her position won't be changing.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
That former president, Donald Trump, has a new blog, as we know, and he's released a statement which is quite rude. He says, "Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country." So there you go. That's the end of Liz Cheney's leadership there.
Yeah, absolutely, with quite a sledge. Isabel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.